Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's fine and cool, but it will warm up, especially over the Union Buildings area in the north of Gauteng today. Fine weather also over Mpumalanga, Limpopo in the northwest. Pretoria up to 23, Joburg and Emalahleni 22, Mbombela 26, and Polokwane and Rustenburg high of 24 degrees.
In eTwatwa on the N12 westbound, you can expect delays towards the Pansy Road exit.
Heads of state, politicians and other high-profile dignitaries have started arriving at the Union Buildings in Pretoria for this morning's inauguration of President-elect Cyril Ramaphosa. A stage has been constructed in front of the amphitheatre of the Union Buildings for the swearing-in ceremony. All the guests have been given a bag, and by 8 a.m. I will be able to tell you what is in that bag. And veteran British actor Ian McKellen, who played Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings film trilogy, was rushed to hospital after he fell from the stage during a London theatre performance. The 85-year-old actor was starring as John Falstaff in a production of Player Kings in London's West End when he lost his footing during a fight scene. The rest of the night's performance was cancelled after McKellen's fall. He is expected to return to the stage tonight. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
Well, I know what's in that goodie bag there, Gerda.
No, you don't.
I want to know. There's going to be a mini wooden giraffe.
Stunning.
There's going to be a little mini rugby ball key ring.
Ooh,
and you have to have a flag.
You're going to have a mini flag, vuvuzela. Also, a little foam peak.
Oh, yes, a peak cap, yes, because in the sun, yes.
One of those plastic water bottles.
Yeah.
The ones that were used there on William Nicol for Zuma Must Fall.
Those ones. Do you think they personalised?
South African classics. And also, one more thing.
Rooibos tea.
Rooibos tea.
Two more things.
And Danny K tape.
Don't forget
cassette.
Those small little containers with the biltong pieces.
And nuts.
And nuts.
And nuts. And dried fruit.
That's right.
Why they don't ask us to these kinds of events? Only they will.
You've just answered that question. You yourself has just told you.
Why?
It would have been a great day,
girl. Listen, there's no boxing in my sport. Let me do the other sports quotes, please. 8 teams remain at the T20 Cricket World Cup. Super 8 stage gets going later this morning, South African time. Proteas, they're in action against co-host the USA. South Africa is in Group B alongside the US, England and West Indies. First ball in Antigua today is at 4:30. Proteas women, they take on India in their second ODI later this morning, looking to level the series. They suffered a 143-run loss in their opening ODI in Bengaluru on Sunday. And Lions utility back Sanele Noamba has been rewarded for his great form this past season, being named South Africa's URC Player of the Season. And talking about URC, the grand final is on this weekend at Loftus Versfeld.
You know what the thing is, guys? I love being us.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you love being South African?
Of course
I do. The fact that you cannot take yourself seriously.
At all.
No. And like we are the most fun, the best nation the entire world. Who's got time for that?
Yeah.
And when things come around that need celebrating, like an inauguration or a final, we are there. On the line, Sergio Peterson out of Pretoria.
Yeah.
Sergio, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
All right, man. How fantastic is it to play rugby at Loftus?
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. There's so much tradition and so much history that goes with the Bulls and Loftus. And, you know, just for a person that's been playing rugby for, you know, since ever I can remember, it's just special to be part of this.
From Humansdorp to Pretoria, Sergio. That second try really got me excited. I was jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it. I saw something similar. I think it was about 2 years ago. And it was absolutely wonderful the way you reached for that ball. Did you kind of feel you had to make up for the yellow card?
Yeah, no, of course. You know, you never want to get a yellow card, especially in a tight